Do you buy things over the internet on classified websites, websites such as Gumtree? Look, I certainly have in the past, mostly through eBay, admittedly, and I've never had a problem. I've always, if I've bought something, it has arrived without an issue. But I know many people do have problems. And what rights do you have if that's the case? Do you have any protection? I know through eBay, I think via PayPal, if you pay using PayPal, there is a protection scheme. But let's find out a little more. Martin Algie is the director of MIA Contract Lawyers and can help explain your legal position. Thanks for joining us, Martin.
Thanks very much, Clinton.
I would presume this is a growing issue because more and more people are buying online, but not just through retailers, but they are buying through classified websites.
That's absolutely right. We certainly see quite a few of these issues come through.
What sort of problems do people confront?
I think the problem that you raised before is really somebody paying their money and not getting their goods. And I think that's probably addressed in the terms and conditions of portals such as eBay. I think the real issue is the sort of rights that people can expect as a matter of course if they're just dealing with traders in the high street. If you go to Myer or indeed any commercial trader, you're protected under the Australian consumer law.
Yep.
There are statutory guarantees that the goods are fit for purpose, for instance. And that may not apply if you're buying on Gumtree. That, I think, is the major issue.
And is the difference there is that you're buying from a retailer who needs to comply with consumer law, for instance, versus what effectively is a private sale? Even though Gumtree, for example, is facilitating that sale, you're still buying from a private citizen.
That's exactly right. I think there are two types of purchases on Gumtree, and I'm just taking Gumtree as an example. Of course,
yep.
There are lots of portals, so we're not victimising Gumtree. There are traders who do it quite regularly. So private individuals who are buying and selling goods on a reasonably regular basis. Now, they are exposed to Australian consumer law. So you may be protected if you buy one of those. But the person who's simply selling their stuff on Gumtree because they don't need it anymore, the Australian consumer law and those sorts of statutory guarantees I spoke of before certainly don't apply. And so you could buy the goods, you could receive the goods, and they may be terribly faulty, and you can do nothing.
I guess the protection, if you can call it protection, would be that websites, and this would apply, for instance, to Uber or Airbnb as well, that people who use those websites, whether they're sellers or buyers, they build up a reputation through ratings. Is there any consumers have confidence in that system to provide them some protection?
Look, I maybe some protection, but I represented somebody recently who booked on Airbnb. Well, it wasn't Airbnb, sorry. It was Booking.com, and the booking was cancelled. They were moved to another apartment. This is in New York, they were supposed to get a refund for the first booking, and it never came.
Mm.
And the object lesson there is that Booking.com did absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah, so they're shifting the blame onto the supplier of the service, effectively.
Absolutely, and to an
yeah.
extent, that's perfectly legitimate. But at least they could have assisted, and they provided no assistance.
Yeah,
we ultimately got redress, but it was very difficult.
Can you seek any redress through your bank? For instance, if you use a credit card, I know some banks through credit cards do offer protection for misuse of that credit card if the details, for instance, fall into the wrong hands. But in terms of buying online, can that provide you any protection?
The short answer is that it depends on the terms and conditions of the insurance policy that your credit card offers.
Right, yeah.
And so it depends on whether it's limited to a commercial transaction or not. So I can't answer definitively on that. But I think you can do a few things to protect yourself.
Okay, what can you do?
You're essentially limited to contract. And so what you want to do is try and bolster up the contract you have with that seller. And it's as easy as in an email saying, I am buying these goods on the condition that, or on the understanding that, you have told me everything about the quality of the goods, or at least anything that could indicate that the quality of the goods is compromised.
So in writing, if you've got that in writing, would you then have a case if you might not want to take legal action, but if it made it all the way to court or a tribunal, for instance, a consumer tribunal, that would potentially give you some protection?
Absolutely. You've got a contract. There is, whether it's a commercial transaction or not, you've got a contract. The contract often in those circumstances is verbal, where someone ring up somebody who's got something on Gumtree and you say, well, I'll pay you $50 for it. And if they agree, you've got a contract.
Yeah, yep. So that does provide
all you're doing is adding a few terms and conditions into that contract. And it's, as I say, as easy as an email, provided that email is sent before you do the deal.
Just lastly, Martin, do you think there are something that the Gumtrees, the Booking.coms, this world, they could do, the portals could do to provide, in effect, who are their customers or their users of those portals? Is there something they can do to provide more protection?
Yeah, there is. They can get insurance, but there's a cost to that.
Yeah.
I've acted for some startup portals which have to do with borrowing and lending goods, and certainly my clients in those circumstances were very keen to ensure that they were not going to be responsible for what the borrowers and lenders wanted to do. Mm. And you can understand that. Now, I think that it is unlikely that they'd want to go down that track.
Well, some very good advice there for our listeners, particularly putting in writing, effectively making a contract, even just via email. That's very handy to know. Thank you so much for your time, Martin.
Pleasure, Clinton.
Martin Algie, who's a director with MIA Contract Lawyers.